Good morning, how are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I don't know what people do without faith. I think I've spoken about this multiple times, but I just, today I was, there's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot going on. There's the pressure of the business. There's the pressure of getting stuff out. There's the pressure of having to bring somebody in. There's the financial pressure. There's the training pressure. There's the future. What also is going on? I mean, I can't even express how many times we're being hit right now. I've never experienced anything like this in my life, where every single thing is going wrong. However, there's like a state of peace still because of faith. And if you don't have faith, I feel bad for you. You have to, like, life is, you're going to experience tribulation, which are those trials. Tribulation, it affects your patient enduring, or your patience, where you learn to patiently endure a situation, those trials and tribulations. And that affects your experience, because once you've gone through it many, many times, you get to a state where you've experienced tribulation and you've learned to be patient. And that brings you to hope, which is the expectation of future good. And that hope will never cause you shame. You're in a state of expecting good, even when there's trials and tribulations going on around you. And today, as I was going through this, there was just a calm where I got to sit down and just pray. And again, praying to God, not praying to Jesus Christ. That it's not going anywhere. You pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. And that prayer, be anxious for not one thing, but in all things through prayers to God. And those are prayers of supplication, which are prayers of personal need. It's not any need, it's personal need. Let those specific requests be declared unto God. You got to let Him know what you need. And God's peace, which is the state of an undisturbed well-being, you're undisturbed by the outside world. And that, and God's peace will fill you up and guard you from your mind. It surpasses thought. It surpasses understanding. It's a beautiful verse. So today I was praying, just, you got to open up. You got to take care of the situation with training people. You got to take care of the situation of getting all this product out. You got to take care of the situations with of the product people have received that are damaged. It's insane. You got to take care of the situation with the shipping. You got to take care of the situation with the buildings. You got to take care of the situations with the finances. You got to take care of the situation with growing and building out the space so we can bring in a builder. All these things you can ask and be comforted knowing that God will come through. But if you haven't experienced that, if you haven't gotten to a place where you pray and you get quiet with God and sit in it, and deal with it. It's not a day. It's not a week. It's months and months and months you'll go through this type of, you might go through it a couple years. But once you've experienced it and gotten through it, you are in a state of undisturbed well-being. You're in a state of peace during times of trial. And that's my prayer for you, that you get to that point in your life where you're not freaking out, where you have a place to go, where you can settle your mind, settle your thoughts, and spiritually be filled up. Because this life is not about five senses. We wrestle not with the five senses. We wrestle with spiritual things. And God is spirit. Therefore, it's taken care of. If you go to 2 Corinthians, boy, that was long-winded. But if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all died. And he that died for all, that they which should live should no longer live unto themselves, but to him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh or according to that carnal nature, though we have known Christ after or according to that carnal nature, yet no longer. Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, if any man be in the Messiah, there is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, the minute you confess, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised him from the dead, Thou shalt be saved, for with the mouth or with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession that is made unto salvation, safety, or preservation. The minute you do that, you are born spiritually new. It's whether or not you actually use that Holy Spirit, that power from on high that you have. Verse 18, and all things are out from the origins of God, who hath reconnected us to himself by the Messiah. That's what reconciled means, reconnected. He reconnected us to himself spiritually, and hath given to us the ministry of that reconnection, that reconciliation, to wit that God was in the Messiah, because he's God, he produced Christ, he's in the Messiah, reconciling or reconnecting the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath placed in us the word, the spoken word, that word as connected to the inner thought of the reconnection. You have the reconnection in you. It's spiritually in you the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's all through Christ. It's because of what he did, what God's Son, Christ Jesus, did for us, is the reason why we have that. By one man, sin entered into the world, and death, by one man, we are reconnected to God, which is Christ Jesus. You have a choice in life. You either can choose to live in the five senses. You can choose to live carnally. You can choose to live by what you see. Or you can choose to live by the Spirit. And the Spirit that God gives you is peaceful. It's not in tribulation. It's peaceful. It's from above. That's where you set your affection. That's where you set your heart. That's where you set your mind. And you're clothed in that. Put on, therefore, the new spiritual nature and walk in love. You got to choose, man. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, when the four corners, I want to hear it. I don't have the fear. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for just everything you do for us. I thank you for hearing my prayers and taking care of each and every situation. I pray for my brother every day, Father, that you take care of his hand. He gets his strength back 100%, that he gets his feeling back in his hand, that he has full function, Father. I also pray that you just, that he doesn't get addicted to whatever drugs they have him on to get through the pain. I thank you again for the moments of my life. I pray for everything that's going on today, that we can get out the product that it's taken care of. This week is a big week, that you take care of every situation there, Father. And I just thank you for the well-being and health and safety of every one of our employees, your believers, and my family. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.